Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. G'day and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Darren Mitchell here on a beautiful Monday, the 28th of September 2020. And as we embark on a brand new week, I want to issue a challenge to everybody. And that is, this week, make this week a week of adding intentional value. Now, I put a post on LinkedIn last night and just talking about this, a really brief one, just thinking about, well, instead of focusing just on the numbers, look at how we can focus on the behavior and seek opportunities where we can add value to our team and therefore help the numbers literally take care of itself. Now, what's really interesting is having spent many years in sales and sales leadership and then working with a lot of sales leaders over the last number of years as well, it's very easy, particularly at the start of the week, for sales leaders to literally get the whip out, crack the whip, and try to get the team whipped up into some sort of a frenzy to go and attack the week and make a heap of sales. And unfortunately, there's a lot of sales leaders that even today are still focused on the number. What are you going to do this week? Where's the probability of this deal getting across the line? What's happening with this particular opportunity? And all of it is very surface level, and all of it is very focused on delivering the number. Now, don't get me wrong, the numbers are really important, and we still need to deliver the number. But what I've realized is when sales leaders can take a little bit of a step back and think about, okay, how can I best add value to my team this week? And it starts with today. What sort of things can you do today to add value to your team? Then all of a sudden the conversation starts to change. The psychology of the relationship starts to change, and you'd be amazed at what you can find out and what opportunities may actually present themselves for you to get involved or for you to bring other people involved to help get a certain deal over the line, or at least move a particular opportunity one step further and closer to closure. Now, the key challenge this week I want to get you to think about is, how can you be a person of value who focuses on adding value to others? Now, for that to happen, you first got to understand what's valuable to you. What do you value most as an individual, as a senior leader, as a salesperson? What is it that you really value above anything else? And hopefully you've done this exercise and you're looking at what your values are, what your beliefs are, and that's been translated into some sort of value statement either for yourself, but also translating to what your team is standing for in terms of a set of values. And if you haven't done that, then it's well worth doing the exercise. And I won't talk through the process of doing that today, but it starts with understanding, what do you value? What is important to you, and therefore what is important to the team? So it's all about making sure that we've created an environment that people want to be part of, first of all. So if we can construct an environment where we become, and it's a bit of a cliche, but if we can become a destination where people want to be part of our team, then it means we're doing something right. We've got the values in place, we know what we stand for, we've got the standards in place, there's a level of consistency in place, and people feel good by being as part of this environment. Now, if we can do that, if we can create an environment that people want to be part of, then it's a lot easier for us as sales leaders to then look at, okay, how do we then provide value, and how do we generate value, how do we help, how do we serve our team in the most productive way in order for us to get the numbers and continue to maintain that environment where people want to be a part of. So the first thought, I've got 10 thoughts I want to run through really quickly, but the first thought off the top of the bat is to think about how you can be a person of value who focuses on adding value to other people. Now, whether that be your team, whether that be your key stakeholders, whether that be your partners, whether that be your one-up managers, whether that be your customers, look at every opportunity in every situation where you can be a little bit more proactive and look at opportunities to serve and to help others and therefore add value to others. Because one of the frustrations and one of the challenges that I see a lot is a lot of sales leaders are too transactional. They're too focused on the case at hand, the opportunities at hand. They're very focused. They're almost, I'm not sure whether it's bipolar, but they're very, very focused on the numbers at the expense of everything else. They don't care about relationships. They don't care about building great environments. It's all about the tactical, and it's almost surface level. So that might drive results in the short term, but it certainly won't create an environment where people want to be part of that team. And if you're looking for results that become sustainable over a period of time, it doesn't come from purely looking at the numbers. every single moment of every single day. Now that starts with things like if you've got a Monday morning sales meeting, it doesn't start with what's happening with these opportunities. Let's get off to a quick start. It's how you can add value to people, how you can actually build genuine relationships with people, and through that process, earn the trust of them, earn the right to therefore lead them, and give them, I guess, the feeling that they're worth something, and it's worthy of being part of an environment that is conducive to long-term success. Now, that all comes from the leader, and it starts from what a leader believes to be true and what they value in terms of their, I guess, their leadership philosophies and what they hold near and dear to them in terms of what they stand for as an individual. So the first and foremost is be really clear on what you value, but look for opportunities where you can add value to others. So be a person of value who adds value to others. So how do we do this? What are some things to think about in terms of adding value to others? Now, these are not, I'm not going to give you specific activities to do, but these are some thoughts that may help you in terms of for your own environment and for your own set of circumstances, may actually give you some ideas and some thinking prompters to maybe change the way you're doing things, or certainly enhance the way you're adding value to your team this week. And hopefully that becomes a platform for continuing to add value over the ensuing weeks as well. So the first thing is, and it's fundamental to us as being servant leaders, is stop making it about you. Now, the buck stops with you. And we've always talked about that as leaders, we must take responsibility for everything that happens, and that doesn't change. But don't make it about you. Make it about, put your eyes on the team and take your eyes off yourself. Now, this is a really important point, because when leaders make it all about themselves, they start to think that they are the most important person. And this tends to affect their leadership, affect their thinking, and therefore affects the behaviors when it comes to leading their team. In the five levels of leadership, they start to revert back to level one, which is positional leadership. So a leader who thinks it's all about them, and a leader who believes that my team has to do what I say and I have to set the tone, then what tends to happen then is the levels of respect potentially start to get diminished within the team, because they recognize that, hey, this leader is not here for me, they're there for themselves. So they're almost telling us what to do and almost dictating us what needs to be done in order to hit the number. So it becomes very one-dimensional. So the first thing is, stop making it about you. Understand that you're there to serve your team. Your team is not there to serve you. So once you take your eyes off yourself, and you start automatically when that happens, you start thinking about, okay, how can I help others? Where can I now look for opportunities where I can help them take one step? How can I help them lift something? How can I help them create a new strategy? How can I help them rewrite an email or overcome some sort of challenge? How can I do that? When you make it about others, then all of a sudden the whole sphere of opportunity opens up, because you're now not making it about yourself. So number one rule, don't make it about you. And I've got to say, when you're really, really clear on who you are, what you stand for, what your values are, then it's a lot easier to now take your eyes off yourself and place your eyes on others. You become really grounded, and you're really clear on who you are. It makes it so much easier. So if that's the work you've got to do, and if that's the only thing you do this week in order to help you create value for your other people, then that in itself would be a great investment of your time, because it'll automatically help you add value to other people, because you've taken your eyes off yourself. So point number two, and this is a really critical one, understand your people. Understand who they are. Get interested in them. Understand their likes, what they don't like. Understand what their strengths are, but also understand where their challenges are. Now, these are not weaknesses, but understand where they're not as proficient in, and make sure you're taking advantage of as much as you can on the strength. So really getting to know your people. Now, if you've done profiling exercises with your team, whether it be DISC, REACH, Myers-Briggs, Human Synergistics, whatever the case might be, if you get really granular in understanding your people and what makes them tick from a psychology point of view, then it makes it a lot easier, therefore, to look for opportunities to add value to them, because you're really clear on what makes them tick, and you start seeing the patterns, and you can then help them in certain areas. But it only starts with you actually getting to understand your people and taking the time and taking a genuine interest in them. Point number three then is, based on that, again, look for opportunities where you can help them further enhance their strengths. So understand where their swimming lane is, where their zone of genius is. Look for opportunities where they can further enhance that. And don't be too concerned about it. Just give them opportunities where that happens, because when people are in their swimming lane, when people are in their zone of genius, they tend to feel a lot better about themselves. And by the way, when they do that, the level of output tends to be a lot better. The quality of the output tends to be a lot better. and their level of independence when it comes to them thinking and doing things potentially outside the square also starts to increase as well. All because you've actually given them the opportunity to enhance what they already do really well and give them an opportunity to further do that. So do that. Give them opportunities where they can further enhance their strengths and really take advantage of that. The fourth point is therefore give them challenges as well to step outside of their comfort zone. So we know that the only way we can grow, the only way we can develop both individually and collectively is to learn new things, to try new things, and potentially make mistakes and fall over. And the only way we're doing that is by giving people the opportunity to step outside of that comfort zone and potentially fall down. Now, this is where you can add real value to people by sticking close to them, helping them, holding their hands sometimes, but also supporting them and letting them know that it's okay if they make a mistake. But you've got to give them the challenge. You've got to give them that opportunity to step outside of that comfort zone. And when you do that, you are definitely adding a high level of value to them because they're growing and they're developing. And that will only pay dividends down the track because that activity, that skill, that capability they're developing outside of their comfort zone will very quickly become more natural to them. And it might actually become a habit. And it then becomes part of their comfort zone, which therefore starts to expand and their capability set continues to get better. And that can only be beneficial to you, to the team, to the key stakeholders, and also for customers. So give them challenges to step out of the comfort zone. Number five is ask them. Ask them for their views. Understand that they have a voice and demand that they actually share that voice. So don't just think that you as a sales leader know everything. And look, there are people out there who are in sales leadership roles who unfortunately become almost like the oracle, or they see themselves as the oracle, and they don't, for whatever reason, want to tap into the views and the opinions and the insights of their team, but they only do that to their detriment. So one of the key things that great sales leaders will do when they're looking to add value is they'll understand that the team has capabilities, the team has a collective but also an individual level of intelligence, and it's incumbent on the sales leader to tap into that. Because through doing that, you'll get different views, you'll get different perspectives, and understand they have a voice. And through that, you're going to be adding value to people. Because the other thing to think about as well is when you're asked an opinion, then people think, my God, that person cares enough about me to ask what my opinion is, what my view is. Therefore, potentially, the level of trust that they have in that person asking starts to go up because they feel as if that person cares about enough to ask if I have an opinion or what my view is. So understand they've got a voice and make sure that you ask them for what their views are. Point number six is when it comes to adding value is delegate when you can. And remember to delegate, which will enhance people's capabilities. So look at how you can add value by giving people opportunities to expand, similar to point number four, where giving them challenges to step outside of their comfort zone, but become really intentional when it comes to tasks, opportunities, projects, to delegate. And remember, we don't delegate simply because we don't want to do something, because that's really bad practice. We delegate only when there's an opportunity for somebody to grow, where there's an opportunity for somebody to enhance their existing capability set, or where somebody is an expert. It is within their realm of genius, that it's in their zone of genius. And when that happens, then it's worthwhile giving delegation rights to them. So this is where you can add real value by giving people, again, the feeling that they belong, the feeling that you value them, and also the feeling of confidence that, hey, my one-up manager, my sales leader, is prepared to give me an opportunity to get better, to develop, and they're not necessarily going to be there to chastise me if I make a mistake. So that in itself can add huge amounts of value because they think, wow, this person values me, therefore my discretionary effort will go up because I want to do a really good job, not just for my one-up manager, but also for the environment and for the team as well. Now, point number seven is ask how you can help. And hey, as I said, tap into the team's IP. If you don't know where you can potentially help, then ask. Ask how you can help. Ask how you can be of service. Not enough sales leaders actually ask that question for whatever reason. I just don't get it. But be okay with not knowing the answer. Be okay with going up to somebody and say, hey, what can I help you with? What do you need today? If there was one thing that I could do for you today, what would that be? The number one thing. And just be prepared to have those conversations and tap into your team's IP because it does exist there. And when you do that, again, your level of credibility that in the eyes of your team will significantly improve simply by asking how you can be of service and how you can help them. Point number eight is a big one. And that is just be there. Just be present. Now, one of the clients I'm working with, he's increasing the amount of time he's spending with his team away from his computer, which is fantastic. But what he's been noticing is the relationship that he's now building with his team is starting to improve just by him being there. Doesn't have to have an agenda. It's just simply being there, listening to people, asking questions and being present, being visible, has an amazing ability to increase your credibility, and in the process, you're adding great value or perceived value in the eyes of your team simply because you are visible and you are there. So just be there, but also make sure that when you are there, you are actually physically there, but also mentally and emotionally there as well. And I've said a number of times that the greatest gift you can give your team is the gift of your attention. So if you're going to be there, make sure you are there and not there physically and off with a fairy somewhere else thinking about other things to do. The point number nine then is as part of that, think about how you can better listen. Be a better listener. Be a better listener and really be inquisitive and curious about the things you're listening for, and don't judge. So this means not coming down with answers, not arguing. It's just simply listening and asking great curious-based questions to give the impression and confirm that what you're hearing is what they said. So there's a level of understanding there. When that happens, you're adding significant value to your team because all of a sudden they think, wow, this person not only is hearing me, they're listening to me, but they're understanding me, so they get me. Again, your level of trust goes up like you would not believe. And the final point there is constant feedback. So look at how you can continually seek feedback, first of all, because as leaders, we all need to seek feedback first before we can actually then have permission to provide feedback. Become that feedback seeking and therefore the feedback giving machine. So look at every opportunity as an opportunity to provide feedback. And as part of that, always look for opportunities where you can provide constant encouragement. So look for the smallest things. Now, it doesn't have to, and the key thing about encouragement is it's not about platitudes. It's not empty platitudes. It's genuine encouragement where somebody's done something wrong or something that you like about the person, whether it be a behavior, what they've done, which was great. Point that out and actually say why that was such a good thing. So don't just say, hey, well done, Jimmy. Say why that was done and give genuine encouragement. When that happens, you're going to be adding significant value to your team. So there's 10 quick thoughts on a Monday morning to think about, well, how can I best add value to my team this week? Now, there's probably a whole host of other ones, and you may well have a heap of other ones. And if you do, please look at how you can add more significant value to your team this week. But it starts with you wanting to add value. It starts with you understanding what you stand for, what you value to be true, what's important to you as an environment, and therefore looking at how you can best serve your team. So I hope that message resonates and hope that message helps as we set off on a brand new week. And if you can add value to your team, then you know what's going to happen in terms of their discretionary effort. And the lag effect of that will be the results will literally take care of themselves. So make this week a week of adding value. And of course, if you're committed to taking your sales leadership to the exceptional sales leader level and in doing all of this, but also helping your team drive those sustainable results, then let's have a conversation and see how I can help you do just that. Jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, pick a time and I'll give you a call and we can talk about what that program looks like for you. And of course, if you haven't connected with me yet on LinkedIn, please make sure you send me a connection request. So the key message for today and to the start of this week is look for opportunities where you can add value. Just be a value-adding machine. And remember that if you are a person of value and you're focusing on how you can add value to others, then the whole team is going to lift in terms of its capability. Not only will it lift in terms of capability, it will lift in terms of discretionary effort, and you'll be amazed at what the outcome is in terms of the results you get. So until next episode, continue to push the envelope, continue to be that value-adding machine, and when you do that, you'll move a lot closer to being that exceptional sales leader. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.